You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
England 9-5, the draw 21-10, Spain are 29-20. A bit of team news before we get stuck into the markets proper. Rooney won't start the game. He's got a minor knock. Apparently the plan wasn't to start him anyway, so Jordan Henderson is going to skip at the side in his absence. It's yet to be seen whether we'll see Wayne Rooney from the bench. Bit of news for Spain as well. Diego Costa isn't going to play for them, so there will be a few shuffles around in the lineups. Tom, and two key players really for both sides. I know Costa's maybe not quite done it at international level as he does at club level, but he's still a goal scorer. And Wayne Rooney, obviously the England skipper, missing.
Yeah, and he'd done well, Wayne Rooney, hadn't he, in that sort of number 10 position on Friday. And you know, Diego Costa has, you know, he has been scoring goals. Vitolo as well has been a big threat for Spain so far in the qualification, but they have some fantastic players to just slot into those positions. I don't think it severely weakens Spain. I don't think that you know, missing Wayne Rooney severely weakens England in some respects, but with no Harry Kane there as well, Sturridge, I would suspect Gareth Southgate will be getting a phone call from Jurgen Klopp, if even though Sturridge might not start in the next game for Liverpool, probably won't. You know, if he plays sort of, you know, too many minutes for England, particularly in a friendly game. So there's a lot of talk about Jamie Vardy probably stepping up to the plate tonight. And that's where England are at right now. They're in a position where they just don't have the kind of luxuries that other countries do. They can rest players that are in form and bring in almost like-for-like strikers. Now, Jamie Vardy had a fantastic 12 months, but he's not been scoring at all this season. So you're kind of bringing him in to lead your line against Spain, then it doesn't kind of hold that same weight as maybe a Harry Kane does. And Harry Kane's not even on that sort of world-class level. There's a few ways of kind of looking at this match, and there's various stats that I think people will want to look at and throw whichever way they kind of want to. One of them is, of course, that England at Wembley have been incredibly impressive. I mean, the record is second to none in sort of world football. I think they've won 7 and lost just one of their last 8 friendly games on home soil. So, you know, it tends to be that is good. They've lost just 2 of the last 15 friendly matches in all competitions, but their record against Spain is not good. And that's where I see Spain maybe just having the edge over an England setup that is a little bit dishevelled, a little bit disorganised at the moment. They've lost 4 of the last 5 international games with Spain. They've won just once. That was back in 2011. They beat Spain 1-0 at Wembley. I don't know if you remember this game, Mark, but I had a little look back just to see what the team was, just to see how the team then compared with the team now.
Yeah.
It didn't compare very well, I'll be honest. Frank Lampard scored a goal, but Darren Bent was up front. Scott Parker was in midfield. Julian Lescott was playing for England. I kind of expected to look at the team and think, wow, look at those players we had back then. Nope. It didn't inspire me that much. So I don't know how much better things were 5 years ago. But England got that victory. But ultimately, their recent run against Spain is not good.
Yeah, perhaps that's a good sign for Tuesday evening, because the Spain side that night was relatively strong. They had the likes of David Villa in there, David Silva, Xabi Alonso. Good players in that Spain team, and England still managed to beat them with a weakened side.
Yeah, and for all we talk about England, you know, we talk about Spain, you know, so a new man at the helm there. He's had 4 wins and 1 draw. The qualification campaign has gone exactly to plan for them, pretty smoothly. You know, they've been to Italy, they've been to Albania, and they've got results. They've been to Belgium recently in a friendly match as well, and beaten the Belgians 2-0. I don't think this is, you know, nowhere near that Spanish side of 8-10 years ago. That is without a question. But Spain still possess a lot of players that, like we said, will be big threats. The thing for England, though, and the reason I'm heading towards a few goals in this game, Ramos, Piqué, Jordi Alba, all missing from the team. That does weaken Spain. You know, again, they've still got, you know, good strength and depth there, but I do think it possibly leaves it open for England to cause Spain a few problems at the back. And it's also, Mike, you've got to take into account what these players' approaches are. I mean, Real Madrid play Atletico Madrid this weekend, so you've got all those players that are involved in the Spain squad that will be involved in that game. And whatever they try and do, and say anything to the contrary, they're going to be thinking about that match. It's a huge game. And of course, you've got the Premier League returning this weekend. So, you know, although they're going to be England players, maybe Wilshere might get a little opportunity against Spain. There are going to be players there that will want to impress Gareth Southgate. But ultimately, I do think a lot of them will have one eye on some big fixtures this weekend.
All right, let's summarise a little bit then. Who wins the game? What would you back in the 90 minutes market?
I've got to back Spain here. I think Spain's recent record against England is strong, and I think they're a good price here at 29-20. I think they're a fair bet, particularly when you look at England at 9-5. I think Spain, I believe, represent the value, but I'm going to go for Spain and both teams to score here at 9-2. I do think that Spain are going to be weakened at the back. England do concede goals, but they have been scoring at Wembley. You know, their record of getting goals on home soil is second to none, despite maybe a lack of serious firepower up front. So I think we're in for quite an open match. Ultimately, it's a friendly match, and the result doesn't really matter. But I don't think Spain will approach it that way, and I think they'll have just enough to get over the line. I think we could be looking at 2-1, maybe even 3-1 to the Spanish side. But Spain and both teams to score will be my play at 9-2.
All right, Spain to win, both teams to score. Best bet for Tom. Just going to reel off these enhanced odds offers as well. Daniel Sturridge to score in an England win. That was 4-1, that's 5-1. Raheem Sterling to score, England to win 1-0, 2-0 or 2-1 is now 11-1, having been 10-1. On the Spain side of things, Alvaro Morata to score and Spain to win. That was 14-5, that's now 4-1. And Nolito to score in a 1-0, 2-0 or 2-1 Spain victory is 8-1, having been 15-2.
Another one just to point out, if Gary Cahill starts, I mean, obviously England scored all their goals from crosses and headers on Friday night, but Cahill to score a header is available in the scorer match special as well at 18-1. Don't mind that at all.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey, oh, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops.